Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rock podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton, and I'm so glad you've joined me today. For this episode, we're airing a live session I did a few weeks ago with my friend Christy Clover on how to get started with homeschooling. We recorded this interview live when the whole COVID-19 shutdown began and everyone started bringing their kids home from school. So whether you're a veteran homeschooler or just getting started, I know this episode will be a great encouragement to you. So here we are, because now, as everyone knows, it seems like the whole world's falling apart, which is absolutely not true. And I don't know about you, Christy. Welcome, by the way. Welcome back.
Hi.
To the expo.
I'm always like, am I still muted?
Nope, you're not muted like anymore. You are live. You are on, sister. It's so interesting because as in this weird just kind of series of events that we've had going on the last couple of weeks, everyone's kind of, I think, in this weird state of shock. And at the same
time, it's like
time,
we're in a movie. I'm like, what?
Right.
What? Yes. Where's the set? Where's the cameraman?
Seriously, Brooklyn and I went to get coffee last week and it was grab and go. And so we just went in and they wouldn't even let us sit outside of the coffee shop to have our coffee.
No,
and
there are no chairs.
Like, okay. And yes, I felt like we were in a movie and it was super weird and creepy.
Very weird.
But it's okay because we just are realizing over and over that God is in control. And I don't know about you, but I have really found a lot of joy in the last week because I know that God is in control and that everything that's happening right now is all part of his perfect plan.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to love it when I'm like, it's not my fault. I really promise it's not my fault. But I have been doing different studies, and one was in 1 Peter 1 and another, and that always reminds me of James 1, which is all about how when you go through trials of many kinds, you can still have joy.
Right.
And then the other morning I had to laugh because it's like, I open up my Bible, and I don't always do this. People talk about, just open up your Bible and read where it falls. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. I don't normally do that. And I opened it up and I had to giggle because I was kind of like, Lord, what do you have for me today? Because I've been going through, you know, 1 Peter and some other spots, but I ended up in Job, and praise the Lord, I ended up in like Job 42 or whatever the last chapter of Job is. And that is like encouraging.
Right.
So read the last chapter of Job. But I've actually been praying that over our nation and praying it over our world, is that God will restore the prosperity and God will restore, you know, just all that we had before with even more. And I think that when we put our sights on the Lord, that happens. Yeah. And it's almost been ironic just to watch how we've had to retreat home. Like families are forced to be together.
Right.
And the entire nation's homeschooling right now. I'm like, what world did I live in? Didn't wake up to. I'm like, this is so crazy. Yes. And yet at the same time, it's amazing to see what God's going to do. It's scary. And yet it's kind of, I'm just curious to see what's going to go on. And I mean, it has not come close to us as far. I mean, it's very close to
us
as far as where we live. Like it is everywhere. Like we have a lot in our, like we go for walks. We like everyone in our neighborhood is, you know, everyone's really kind, like everyone's out with their families, but as families walk, normally you just walk by. Now everybody literally does this big loop around each other. We're like, hey, I'll stand to the side. You walk by, don't touch my dog. You know, it's bizarre, but it's not personal yet. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that it doesn't affect us. So right. It's personal in that we're all making sacrifices to protect those that we love. And, you know, as a lot of people have said, the people who are, you know, feeling it the most are the ones who fought a war for us. So Those are the ones that we're trying to protect, or, you know, our seniors. But it's also affecting a lot of people. So I'm stopped babbling about all that. But
yeah, no, that's okay. It's what's going on right now. And it's a crazy, crazy time. I mean, this is uncharted territory. We've never been through anything like this before. You know, even our parents who are in their 70s are like, we've never seen anything like this before. It's kind of weird and crazy. But we know who we serve, and we know who's in control of all of it. And there's so much hope in Jesus. I don't know. I've said it so many times, and I will just keep saying it. I don't know how people get through this life without him. Even when things are, you know, normal.
I don't know
how people get through life. But we are finding that over and over again, it gives people a chance to share the gospel, because when people feel hopeless, there's no better time to share the love of Jesus and to just say, you know what? We know who can give you hope. We know where hope is found. And so we actually, yesterday I had a chance to share the gospel with a neighbor, and she asked me, you know, what do you think about this whole coronavirus thing? And I was like, well, let me tell you what I think about this whole coronavirus thing. And it was really a neat way to just be able to just share the hope that I have in Christ. And so God is giving us opportunities to do that. So, and I see people jumping on. Welcome back to the Homegrown Generation Hello. Family Expo. I'm here with Christy Clover. Let us know where you are coming from. Because we have no idea. People are watching from all over again. And I don't know. It might be my mom. Okay, I'm gonna see this.
I know, right? Okay, so I'm gonna play interviewer here just for 1 second. I'm like, it's in my nature.
Do it.
But the immediate question I had as you were sharing about that is, so what is your segue? Because that is always like, because I always like, I want to share the gospel and in different situations, but I also don't want to, there's that beautiful, like, how do you slip it in there? Sure. So what was your segue from your neighbor saying, what do you think about how things are happening, to being able to share about your faith?
Well, my girls and I, over the last several weeks, we have become addicted to the Living Waters Ray Comfort videos with Ray Comfort. Okay. Cameron does a lot of them with him. And so we've been watching those like crazy. And I mean, we've seen a ton of them, and it was really crazy because it just kind of came naturally from watching those. And so I just was able to just say, I don't even know what my segue is. Honestly, I don't know how I brought it into the conversation. We started talking about, I know, she was talking about religion, and she said, well, you know, I know that you're religious, but I'm really not religious. And I said, well, actually, we are all religious. We all believe in something. And she said, I'm agnostic. I said, well, you still believe in something. So let, you know, and I said, do you believe in heaven?
That's
or hell?
True.
And so she's like, well, I'm not sure. And so we started talking about that. And that just kind of segued into, well, I believe, you know, that what the Bible says is true about heaven. And I started to be able to just share with her what I believe about God and salvation. And then if you watch those Ray Comfort videos, he always goes through the moral law, which is the 10 commandments. And, you know, have you ever broken any of these commandments? And and so I just kind of like worked
that into the conversation. Which I think is so interesting, because I was like,
right. I mean,
you go through those.
We all have. And so it just, and I could tell she was very uncomfortable after a few minutes, and, you know, but she was engaging with me. So we kept going, and she, I've known her for a while now. And so I felt like I had built that relationship with her first. Not that I'd be afraid to do that with a stranger if the opportunity came up, but yeah, I mean, with what's going on right now, it is a good way to just say,
absolutely.
You know, people are scared now. Do you believe in an afterlife? Do you believe that there's a heaven and a hell? What are your beliefs about that? And ask questions. And so that's how I have found it easiest to talk to people in general. I mean, I've been able to share the gospel, and it's oftentimes just asking them questions and getting people to think, and then just say, well, I believe that God's word is true, and I believe that there's a heaven and a hell. And so anyway, yeah, that's how we segued into that.
I love it. No, I love it, because there's always that moment of, I feel it. I think I can say this. And it's interesting, because I think it's easy to tie it in, like you're saying, and then even just to be like, you know, I have my bad moments where I'm not trusting. And you can, like, when you say I'm not trusting, people are like, trusting in what? well, are you trusting it? You know, and it's like, and yet, like, I feel this, you know, this peace, like, you know, the scripture tells us that, you know, or the Bible tells us that we can experience a peace that surpasses all understanding. Yeah. And right now I have those moments where I feel peace, even though I know I'm a little scared somewhere, but it's yeah. like, it's covered with his peace. And they're like, what? Right. And I find sometimes when I allow his joy to shine through, it's not mine, it's his.
Right.
But when I allow his joy to shine through, that's another thing that perplexes people. So,
yes. Well, and yeah. I feel like for me, I would say it's more concern than fear. Like mm-hmm. I'm concerned about what's going
yeah.
on, but I'm not fearful about it. You know, I'm not laying in bed awake at night worried about whether or not I'm going to be able to buy toilet paper tomorrow. Like I just...
All I know is that when all of this is said and done, I guarantee this is Christy's prediction. We're going to have a lot more bidets in the houses of people around the world.
Yes.
If we all had bidets, there'd be no Russian toilet paper.
That's right. Saying. That's right. So. Well, it's I just have seen God work in amazing ways through the situation yes. and circumstances that we're in, and that parents are home with their kids right now.
This episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast is brought to you by Abeka and their new 10-month payment plan for everybody. Whether you're a video homeschool family enrolled in Abeka Academy or you lead the lessons yourself, you can now get everything you need and get 10 months to pay. Learn all about it at abeka.com/payplan. That's abeka.com/payplan.
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Hampton, daughter of the host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Do you love this show? Then stop listening. That's right. Pause the show right now and go leave a review on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Let others know how much you love it. Don't worry, I'll wait. Did you do it? Great. Now back to the show.
Christy, you and I have been homeschooling for a long time. We can easily sit and talk about this and say, oh, it's so fun. And we won't say it's easy because it's not easy. But we can say, you know, homeschooling, you can do this. And then we've got lots of homeschool families who are, you know, still figuring out this homeschool thing. And then we've got this another whole new set of families who for the first time ever, they are home with their kids. And they don't really know what to do with them. And my heart goes out to those people. And at the same time, I'm so excited for them. Like you said, families are home. They're together now. And I think there's going to be a lot of parents who look, who maybe they've considered homeschooling. Maybe they never have considered homeschooling. But most of them would say, I never thought I could homeschool or I could never do such a thing. And now they're being forced to do it. And whether they like it or not. And so they have to figure it out. And so you and I are here to help them tonight to just offer some encouragement, some very practical resources on how they can manage their kids, how they can deal with school, even if your school is giving you work already to do, which I think mm-hmm. for some, I was talking to a friend of mine last week and she was saying that her, she had a friend who's kids' school was giving them homework and they had to have it turned in by like 5 p.m. every evening. And mom and kids were stressed out to the max. I mean, like tears. It's a private school.
How are you freaky?
Yes. And I mean, it was a total disaster.
Outside. I just realized that I didn't close the window.
Oh, that's good. This is real life.
This is real life.
But I said, well, why doesn't she just withdraw them from school and homeschool them, like officially homeschool them, because then she can call the shots. Like,
bad idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as we're going to talk about some things tonight, give you some very practical information. Mm-hmm. And thank you for those who are responding. Again, we would love to know where you are watching from.
Yes. Hello, Indiana. I see the person from Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are Connecticut. So awesome. I'm so glad you like my book. Yay.
So much fun. You know, when you just so those of you who are on commenting, I don't know if you can go back and do this, but StreamYard, which is what we're streaming this through, will ask you for permission to put your name up because oftentimes I just see Facebook user. If you don't give StreamYard permission to use your name, then we don't see what your name is. We only see Facebook
Michelle,
user.
We see you. See
so
you
did we it. See Michelle. So someone said two of my favorite people on one screen. Aww. Love you girls. Well, I'm sure we love you too, but I don't know who you are because it just says Facebook user.
So cute.
So anyhow, Let me introduce myself really quickly, and then Christy, I'll let you introduce yourself. My name is Yvette Hampton. I am the wife of Garrett for 25 years. God has just by his grace, established us as a family and kept our marriage going and kept it strong. We have two amazing daughters. They are the love and joy of my life, and they are really why we have this whole ministry of homeschooling. I love Jesus with all my heart. My greatest desire is to serve him and to lead others, especially my children, to a life of serving him. And so I'm the host of Schoolhouse Rocked, the Homeschool Revolution, which is a feature-length documentary that our family is working on still, but we're getting there slowly but surely. God is doing big things actually still with that. And so we're in post-production on that. I am also the host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. So we have a podcast, and then we've got a blog and, you know, social media stuff. And now we've got the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. So this expo that you're watching, many of you have already registered for it. And what happened with that was a month ago, we did this week-long live online interactive homeschool event, and Christy Clover was part of it. We had some just amazing speakers who were part of that event, and so you could come on and interact with them, and it was amazing. And God just did some big things through that event, and so the purpose of that event was to help raise money for Schoolhouse Rocked, the movie, to get us through post production. And that event, by God's grace, was just great. And so we thought that was the end of it. And then this whole thing happened. And now people asked us to come back and do some more.
I asked you to come back.
You asked me to come back.
Yes. Yvette, people need you.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know what was funny, though, Christy, is before you even contacted me for that, you and I had talked about doing a bonus session on getting started, because we sent out a survey and a lot of people said we want some practical advice on homeschooling. I've just taken my kids out of school. I don't know how to do this. Can you give some practical advice? And I was like, well, Christy Clover, the author of Homeschool Basics, she's my girl. And so we had already decided that we were going to do this as a bonus session before we knew we would do it live like this. So if you're watching right now through the Facebook page or through the website, welcome. We are so glad to have you as part of this tonight, part of our conversation. But we've got 20, I don't know. No, I think it's total like 35 hours, and it's not 35 hours straight, but a total
tonight.
It's 25 different sessions of homeschool encouragement. And we have amazing speakers. We had Kurt Cameron and Heidi St. John and Rachel Carmen, Abby Rinella. I mean, the list goes on and on. We just had an incredible cast is the movie, incredible lineup of speakers. And so if you are interested in seeing that and watching those sessions, you can register for the event. It's only $20 and you get this amazing swag bag with it, with all kinds of great goodies and free audiobooks and stuff like that. So so you can do that. And actually, Christy, I think on your page, you have a link,
Yes,
like Christy Clover link that you could sign up for that event. So
I do somewhere. Yeah, I'm like somewhere. I got links. Yeah, I got the links.
Hi, Cheryl. So yes, that's hello. Me. Christy, introduce yourself.
All right. My name is Christy Clover, and I'm a homeschooling mom of five. My husband, Steve, and I have been married for 22 years, not quite as long as you, but we're in it.
You're in it to win it.
Yes. And so my oldest is going to be graduating this year. And as a junior, he was very cute. I'm like, okay, so you want to just switch to being a senior? And he's like, no, I want to graduate a junior. I was like, okay, we can do that. So Grant is a senior. Sorry, I said it. So Grant is a junior graduating, and then I have a kindergartner. So I'm like, I have them all.
Right.
And we have a really interesting homeschool story in that we had our kids in a private Christian Montessori preschool to start off. And then we tried some public school, and then we took our kids out of public school and started homeschooling. And so that happened when Grant and Blake were just in kindergarten and first grade, and we grew our family and brought on more students and filled our school. So kind of fun. But I'm outside of homeschool and family life, I'm also an author. I'm the author of MOM, Master Organizer of Mayhem, which is a book all about home organization and just helping moms to give themselves some grace peace in their home as we deal with the chaos. I'm also the author, as you mentioned, co-author of Homeschool Basics. I co-authored that book with Trisha Goyer. Thank you. It's a great book. In fact, chapter one is all about just, you know, the basics, like our top 10 tips for families who are just starting off with homeschooling. I've written other books as well. One is actually a free resource that I'll mention or we'll link somewhere, Sanity Savers for Moms. You can get a digital download of that. Right now, we all need a little bit of sanity. So actually, I'll mention it now since I mentioned it and who knows if I'll remember. But if you go to christyclover.com/sanity, you not only get the Sanity Saver book digitally downloaded, but you also get my school at home routine, which I've been trying to share everywhere. In fact, I'm hearing that churches are passing them out, which is awesome. So please make sure that you get that reference and or get that resource and feel free. That is one of my resources. I ask, go ahead, share it. So the school at home routine, because what I keep seen everywhere is people are trying to accomplish the school schedule at home, and that doesn't work. That is like one of our number one tips in the Homeschool Basics book is please don't make public school, try to make your homeschool look like public school. It's very difficult. So so that's me. I do a whole bunch of other stuff. I have a YouTube channel, podcast, and all that kind of great stuff.
Yep. You're kind of all over the place. So
I'm all over the place. Not at the same time. Right. But I am all over the place.
Yes. And for those watching, just know that Christy and I, you know, our primary ministry is to our families. It is our children and our husbands. And first the Lord, of course, and then our husbands and then our children. And so it might sound like we do a million different things, but we don't do it all at the same time.
I've had a team helping me for a while. I will admit that right now during the coronavirus, I'm a small business owner. So just like so many other people, and one of the ways that I'm going to have to try to survive through all of this is definitely by cutting back hours on my team. And, you know, and it's a hard thing, but that's what a lot of us are having to do to just keep our businesses alive. And I don't do it all. Yeah. And when I do, it's just, you know, it's as good as it's going to get.
You do your best. So, again, welcome to you guys. I want to clarify first that I totally understand that not everybody who is home with your kids right now is a homeschooler, because there is a difference between homeschooling and schooling at home. Many of you, again, are you have no choice but to have your kids home with you. And some of you, I know many of you have to work. And so your kids are now home and you're trying to figure out what to do with them and how you can help guide their daily activities. Some of you are out for the rest of the school year, and some of you may be out just for a few more weeks. Wait, no one knows. It's the great mystery right now. Nobody really knows what's happening.
I know our kids are like, so does this mean this? You know, can we go to Hawaii? Can we, like, what about, we've got a family wedding in June. We're like, wow.
Yes, right.
Who knows?
It's so crazy. But let me just start out by saying God is a good God. He will give you everything that you need to accomplish what's in front of you. And so whether you are a homeschool family officially or you're just home with your kids right now, God is going to give you what you need in order to accomplish His will. And so this is His will for you right now, is that your kids are home, and praise God for that. So if you have questions throughout this session, right, just in front of it, write the word question so that we know that you're actually asking a question, because a lot of comments will pop up and sometimes it's hard to, decipher between questions and comments. But if you have questions, please pop those up and we would be glad to answer those. But let's talk first, Christy. You mentioned about the fact that it's homeschooling is not bringing school home. And that is the number one mistake that every single homeschool mom makes, is that she wants to come home and she thinks that her home is supposed to look like traditional school as we know it. So Christy, can you talk about that a little bit and how, what that kind of, what it looks like and how we can separate from that idea?
Well, as I mentioned, that is the number one thing that all of us do. And we're like, and I would say, like, if you are a homeschool family, just know you're going to fight this urge for like 3 years. It took me about 3 years. And I've heard that's pretty consistent with most people to think like, but no, what if I have to put them back in school? You know, what if all these things, and you're like, I have to stay on the school schedule. And then you finally just relax and be like, okay, no, things are different. But what I am seeing online is the advice that is being told to families who have their kids at home, most of it's coming from the teachers, which they have fabulous advice. But I will say their advice works in the classroom setting. Right. It's very different managing your own kids who probably perform a little bit better. Hopefully, you know, like they're on the better behavior in front of a stranger. But all to say that it's very difficult to try to bring a school schedule into your home. Number one, let your children sleep in. This is the best time to let your kids sleep in, especially since you're all home. You want your kids to be well rested. So let them sleep in. It doesn't mean you can't have like a time to get everybody up, but definitely let them get some extra sleep these days. And then the way I like to explain things is I like to encourage people to have a routine. So to have like time chunking. That's my fancy term for it. Time chunking. So you're going to chunk things you want to get done, you know, before breakfast, after breakfast, before lunch, you know, after lunch, kind of however you want to break up your day, but break it into these chunks, because the key is that you want to free up some time in the afternoon for you. And mm-hmm. so if you guys want to, like, this is where I tell people you got to like sit down for a minute, because I'm going to give you the best advice you'll ever receive in your entire life for this period. So whether you are schooling at home because you're forced to, because there's a virus out there that we're all, you know, staying at home for, or you are new to homeschooling, even if you are a homeschool veteran, you need to listen to this. So my advice is this: you need to not only divide your day up, but you need to divide the schoolwork up. So if you have schoolwork that you've been given by your school or even your own homeschool work, you want to make sure you divide it into work with you. So things that your kids have to do with you. So that's going to be a lot of your pre-reader information. And even with your readers, you might need to explain some things or teach a few new concepts, but divide it up. Things that they can do with you and things that they can do independently. And don't just sit there. Like, this is a mistake I've seen other people do, is sometimes I'm sorry, I'm laughing only because what we'll do is be like, okay, I'm going to help you with this problem. And then you wait. And you wait, and they, while they're doing the work, and then you're going to help them with the next. And there are some things like math word problems. Like if they have four or five word problems, you're going to have to kind of sit there and help them through it. But there's other things where you can explain it and then let them work on it a little bit and get up and go help another child. Or you can get up and, you know, make lunch or throw dinner in the crock pot, whatever it is. But I really, really, especially right now, encourage families to try to accomplish that work that requires you in your morning chunk. So your chunk of time in the morning. So that way, if they do have more work after lunch, which you're going to be shocked at just how quickly you get through everything. But if you do have more work to get done, then it's not difficult for them to do it independently and for you to have a little break in the afternoon. This is how we save our sanity, is to try to free up our afternoon so we're not homeschooling all day long. If you're homeschooling all day long, something is wrong somewhere, and you probably need to reset, do a little bit of, you know, research or something. But maybe if you have 20 kids and you're suddenly finding yourself homeschooling, that is going to be your day. But normally you can get through material pretty quickly.
I hope you were encouraged by the first part of my conversation with Christy Clover. Be sure to join us again on Wednesday for part two. Until next time, have a fantastic day.